Tonight's VOD, being the fact that we're mamish less than a week away from Hanukkah, I figured I would talk about Hanukkah, the spirit of Hanukkah, and I think a very, very important theme, which is G'day for Hanukkah, but really this time of year. Now, we live in a society which it's kemat impossible that we're not mushpa from the surroundings. And even in our Baruch Hashem sheltered Jewish world, you know, what goes on by the Goyim seeps in. How do the Goyim celebrate this season? Oh, you know, it starts by Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a holiday of
festiness.
So yeah, there are some people that still hold the family Suda the one time all year. They gather around a table and the wife actually has to cook like for more than one person something in the microwave. Right, they have like a whole suda and this. Some of my neighbors are telling me that one of the guys were like asking for advice, like how to do it. You know, like we do this every week. You know, but okay. So aside from a few guys that are still religious enough that they have a Thanksgiving suda, most people are already planning out either okay after the football game's over, but they go shopping, and which is really the opposite. What Thanksgiving is about. Thanksgiving is you're thanking God for what you have, not thinking about all the things that you quote unquote need. Right? Now you'll say, Rebbe, I'm going to thank God after I get the doorbusters. Yeah. That's when Thanksgiving begins.
I'm thanking God for the coupon that I have.
Thank God for the coupons. But let me point out what that really does. People that are so focused on getting new gadgets, getting new things. I'm not talking about the guy who gets the sale for the, you know, the hand towels on Amazon, you know, crazy doorbuster deal, right? Okay. But I'm not talking about that guy. But even guys who are dreaming of the things they actually need. I want to show you a funny picture after. So even the guys who are dreaming of things they really need, but the pshat is there's a danger because you're always looking to the future but not looking back to the present and the past. And really what Thanksgiving is about and L'Havdol Elf of Dallas, what a Yontov is about, is giving Shavach Lodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yontov of Hanukkah in particular is L'Hodos U'L'Halal. Right, to give Shevach V'Hodah and to praise Hashem. And if there ever is a time of year to be engaged in Thanksgiving, engaged of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have, it's Thanksgiving. And no, it's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a time we really should thank Hashem for what we have and not be so focused on what I'm going to get for my Hanukkah present. Now, I'll build on that theme even more. Where is the Azkara that we make for Hanukkah, the Hosafos that we make for Hanukkah, where is that in the davening? So it's in Modim. And there's a specific reason why it's in Modim. Because different, you know, by Rosh Chodesh, by Yontif, they're the Hosafos of Yal V'Yavol, that's in Ritzeh, because that's what we're talking and we're focused on. Look, we have this Yontif, but we really want to be back in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing our Karbanos and all that. So there Chazal Koveya, Yal V'Yavol is in Ritzeh. But the Yontif of Hanukkah, within the Yontif of Purim, where we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our spiritual salvation, our physical salvation, there the correct place to put that Hosafa is in Modim. And part of the thanks that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yontif of Hanukkah, for what he did, is not just, okay, back in the days of the Greeks, and play back Dr. Jacob's speech from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right, all of Jewish history. But part of that is not just what Hashem saved us back then. It's really our relationship vis-a-vis Torah. I'll give you one example. And you find this reference a few times. You have a lashon that says, "Who is fighting the battle?" Zaydim biad oske sarasecha. You had these horrible people fighting against people who are osek b'Torah. What they tried to do was take away, wasn't just a battle of anti-Semites who want to kill the Jews. They specifically wanted to take away the connection of the Bnei Yisrael and the Torah. Lashkicham Torah Secha. To make them forget their learning. What does it mean, Lashkicham Torah Secha? So Pashup Shat is just a step, well, that they want us to forget the Torah. So whatever Havana, whatever understanding of Torah, knowledge of Torah we have, they want us to forget it. If you don't learn, you don't keep mitzvahs, you'll forget it. But I was thinking about it tonight. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim also uses the Lashon of Shechacha. When the Mesillas Yesharim says Shechacha, he doesn't just mean forgetting. Shechacha in the Mesillas Yesharim is a certain cognizant, like, feeling, emotion. Right? There are basic Musar concepts. The Mesillas Yesharim warns us, if we don't learn Musar, we'll forget them. Not because they're not in our mind, it's not intellectual forgetting. It's an emotional forgetting. Lashkicham Torasecha. We have Torah, we're connected with Torah. But what the Yevanim tried to do, which is true, really our whole society tries to do, Yetzer Hara tries to do, is take away from us the effects of the Torah. A person sits and learns Torah, more than just the knowledge he has and the skills that he gains from it, there's a certain effect. You're a different person because you're learning Torah. You're a different person because you're in yeshiva. That's what the Yevanim tried to take away from us. Thus, on the Yontif of Chanukah, it's an important time to give Shevach Hodah that Baruch Hashem, they were not successful in Lashkicham Torah Secha. We still have the Torah, we still could be connected to Torah, and that's something to be given tremendous Shevach Hodah for. And if there's ever a point of time in the year, I think it's Kedai to focus on, I think it's already the time of the year. You're halfway through a year. Right? We're almost up to Hanukkah. Okay? It's not midwinter. Who said midwinter is the half point of the Zman? Right? We're ready by Hanukkah. And that means if you're a third year guy, yikes. Right? The clock is really ticking fast. Okay? Younger guys, okay? You're still getting your feet wet. Okay? But after Hanukkah is like Nachadarga. It's after Hanukkah already. And people could already look back, and it's very important, and it should not be a steer. The Rashiva would talk about this. It's very healthy for a guy. You know, he makes a Din V'Cheshbon, and he'll focus on, let's say, he sees, okay, this is an area I need improvement on. So Mamela, if you motivate yourself the right way, it's okay, you know, I was learning Bekiyas with this amount of Hasmada till now. I hope Ezra Hashem to improve on that. Okay? So you look at your what you can use, Tikkun, and you motivate yourself, okay, I want to do better than that. The Reshiva would talk, but there's also an important step of being machshiv what you have till now. Don't just look at the glass half empty. You have to look at the half of the glass that's full and appreciate what you have. Baruch Hashem, it's a real, real big deal that everybody here is in yeshiva. It's a big accomplishment. I'll start with the story. I remember this Talmud of mine back in the day in Brooklyn. Very nice bacher, very, very, you know, geshmaka Talmud. And in some ways, I thought he was like the firmest kid in the class, cleanest kid in the class. You know, if you ask me, I had him when he was in 12th grade. Where he's going to be 5 years from now, I assumed still in yeshiva learning. Okay, maybe in Kolo. And I remember he went to yeshiva, he went away to someplace, and didn't work out so well over there. This is not Brooklyn College guy. Talmud of mine. And didn't work out so well over there. Went some other place. Next thing he knew, like he wasn't really in yeshiva. Like, things happen. You never know. Guys, you think, oh, he was a good bet. He was going to be successful in yeshiva. It's not so easy. Yeshiva is not the easiest thing. And everybody who's here, that is a big, big accomplishment. It's a chash of a thing. That's something to give shevach v'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here in yeshiva. You know, sometimes guys the success and the ability of being yeshiva is not even totally biyado. There could be other factors, parents, other situations. Things happen. A person gets sick, get injured, ox, who knows? A person has to give. Moda manachna lach. Give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem I have a chavrusa, Baruch Hashem I'm learning. Okay, are there room for improvement? Yes, that's a different vod. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm focusing on a person to appreciate what you have. If a person would set time, especially Hanukkah is a good time, Lahodos Lahal, think about it. What accomplishments, what they have, what, you know, Baruch Hashem, look who I am, look what I'm doing, look at the situation I'm in. People to feel happy and accomplish and what they have, that gives you a lot of chizuk. And, you know, unfortunately, we go through life, the Yetzer Hara doesn't give us the moment to think about things. But if we had the time just to sit back, Baruch Hashem, I'm in yeshiva. Hey, you know what? Go back a couple of years ago, this may not be so pashat. Maybe pashat being yeshiva, maybe pashat the hatzlacha I have, the situation I have, how Baruch Hashem, things worked out for me. That's a big deal. And if a person looks within his life, and it's true about every person, there's what to be proud of, what to be thankful from, that they're involved in learning. And any involvement in yeshiva and learning, that's a big deal. I just zochet to get in the mail, bought it, Matan got it today too. Right, Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky has this beautiful sefer, a Ben Torah for life. Some people say it's the most required reading for any yeshiva bachur today. So I just quickly flipped through the pages. I found this nice step. He quotes the Ali Shor. I believe he gives a shir on Ali Shor. It's like the elephant and others. And he had a nice tiyuk from the Hakdam on the Ali Shor. Shlomo Volbe writes, in fact, the guys are buckies. He has like a little, there's a little kuntres. I know where you could get it. Adam Beaker, which is a little kuntres, basically biography on, yeshiva does not have it. I don't know anyone here in North Miami Beach who has it. But it's a biography on Ruchel Lvovitz, who Shlomo Volbe learned by. Okay, good. There's one in the yeshiva. Amazing. Who told you about it? Anyway, it's anonymous, right? He wrote it as a bacher. But, God, I taught you something today. So Roby wrote this biography of Ruchel Lvovitz, Finn Sefer, Adam Beaker. They have in Gift World in Main Street. But in that Sefer, he describes like with such like passion and thanks that he was Zocha to have a Rebbe, Rebbe Ruchel. So he references, not the book, not that other Sefer, but he references the effect that his Rebbe had on him in a little bit in the Hakdama. And the line he says was this effect, this the effects of that relationship they had with his Rebbe lasted the rest of his life. So Lapiansky, like Mitzayer, the Rav Volbe was somebody who spent his entire life in yeshiva. Right? He came to yeshiva as a bacher, maybe a little bit older bacher, tshuva. Came to yeshiva, impacted his life, and what did he do? He basically, okay, he was mashgiach in this yeshiva, that yeshiva. He was in yeshivas his whole life. But Zucker Lapiansky, but he says, look, you see the effects of what a Rebbe had of what your years in yeshiva have vis-a-vis the rest of your life. You could even be in a situation, Be'ez Hashem, you sit and learn, and you're in a good environment the rest of your life. But the time that a person's in yeshiva is so fundamental for who he's going to be the rest of your life, that even someone like Rav Volbe, who was surrounded by yeshiva his whole life, part of yeshiva his whole life, but the years he was by his Rebbe, you know, it reminds me of a similar thing by Neumann Zatzal. Reflected back after Reb Henoch was Nifter, the Reshiva was Nifter. And he said that the two greatest years of his life were the 2 years in his blotcher. And like, it's a schmooze. Like, he spent his whole life giving shir. He was a Rebbe, the Metapel of Talmidim, giving shir to Talmidim. And look, it's a lot of fun. Right? People think, boy, this position, that's the most fun in the world. Or Rabbi Neumann thought your position was more fun than his position. Not just because he was a mashgiach. Had to beat him up a little bit. But the years in yeshiva are something you can never get back. They're the foundations for life are right here. When the person opens a Gemara, when a person sits with his chavrusa, a person hears a shmooze, when a person hears a chop and share, that is going to build you, Be'ez Hashem, for the rest of your life. And that's something to be very thankful for. That connection. Lapiansky says even poetically, when you're in yeshiva, that's your Maimed Har Sinai. The rest of your life, you'll always remember that Maimed Har Sinai. I was there. That's beautiful. I didn't get the chance. I saw the CEO of the Mir Yeshiva, Davin Mincha, with me in Flatbush Sunday. So I'm going to go over and tell him something about Rav Nosson Tzvi. One of the things I remember about Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zatzal, was he always referenced this point, that people come back to him years later after being in the Mir, and they reflect, and oh, those years I was singing yeshiva, just learning, the greatest years of my life. The rest of the life could be very amazing, accomplish a lot of things for Klal Yisrael, but there's something special about the years in yeshiva. So that's something that everyone could connect to, everyone could give thanks to. And that will give a person so much chizuk. I went to the dinner in Queens. So I always emerge from there with so much chizuk. And you hear all these musmachim, right? Kind of heard that 23 musmachim this year. Nobody was getting up there and saying, I'm so proud that I passed my smicha test. Oh, so hard and this. Everyone in their little 5 seconds they get to speak on the video, they all look reflected back. It's not just one test you pass and one this, it makes you a rabbi. It was, they were thinking back, the years in yeshiva. So one guy reflected back, you know, the Baal Tshuva story. I say, the first time he saw Gemara was in 11th grade. He grew up in Vancouver. The yeshiva came when he was in 11th grade. He got into yeshiva when he was in 11th grade. It was the first time he saw Gemara. 11th grade. Baruch Hashem. By Nathan Wolf, as a rabbi. There was Avner Yusupov said he went to public school. He switched from public school to yeshiva primary. And he says, who would think when I was switching from public school to yeshiva that some 20 years later I'd become a rabbi? Amazing lines. But it's true about anybody. The effects that Torah has on a person, it changes you. You don't have to sit in yeshiva 20 years to hear that. Hopefully you could hear that earlier. Maybe if you hear it earlier, you'll sit in yeshiva for 20 years. Who knows? But that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is a time that was given to us, l'hodos l'halal, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate what we have, to appreciate the Gayim, the Yevanim, tried l'hashkicham to'osecha, to take away the effects of your learning. Not just the individual learning you missed, but the effects of it. You shouldn't feel proud about your learning. You shouldn't be connected to learning. You shouldn't take your time in yeshiva, your time learning, as your own Maimon Har Sinai. Forget about that. That's what they tried to do. We have to make sure, you know, that when we're here in yeshiva, it's very easy. Because, okay, you know, you go to city, go through the motions, this and that, you get distracted, get involved in one problem, different problem. But if we never have time to be misboning, right? The Mesul Sharm himself is mashma that. That part of the Atzus HaYetzer is even to make a person so involved, even in Limud HaTorah, that he never has time to learn Musar. As I talked to B'chaskel Sarna in one of his Ha'aras. Right? Even being so involved in learning and so involved in doing different things, you never have time to think. It's amazing. What do you mean? I'm thinking all the time about a shmooze and about a share and about this. Yeah, but that could also be a distraction. What about thinking about yourself? I'm thinking, Baruch Hashem, Shevach Oda Kadosh Baruch Hu. I feel very thankful that I'm in yeshiva, I'm learning. How much do you think about that? There's a story about Rav Avigdor Miller. One of the stories I find amazing about him, he was somebody that was able to think about a topic. I told over the mice, I think, here in Yeshiva, of how when he was sitting Shiva for an older sister who was Nefteris, there weren't so many people coming to visit him. So his grandson thought, he'll have time now to Hakim. He's like, no. I already thought of things I need to think about during Shiva. I need to think about these things. Like he had every day topics he wanted to think about regarding the Avilos. But guys should have topics, things. Okay, hey, look. 8 days of Hanukkah. Okay? Some everyone's been learning Torah for 8 years. Okay? So today would be, I'm going to thank Hashem for this year. Next day, I'm thanking Hashem for last year. Thank Hashem for the year before. 8 days. A lot of things you could think about. Thank Hashem for my Hatzlacha and Ian. Thank Hashem for my Hatzlacha and Bekias. Thanks Hashem that I appreciate Musar. Used to be I couldn't sit through a shmooze. But now I'm starting to get the hang of it. Like I figured out what's going on. There's so many different areas to give thanks on. But Victor Miller would easily make every day, different topic, different thing. He'll figure it out. I'm going to think for 10 minutes on this. 10 minutes. I'll tell the story because I can't resist. So I was by the dinner. And a Talmud, who currently is a big chash of a Rosh Chabur in Lakewood, he left Chafetz Chaim ages ago. And he's a big Rosh Chabur in Lakewood. And he came to thank me for something. What was he thanking me for? So back in the days in Brooklyn, one tekufa. Actually, some of those guys are, two of those guys are Kol members in Boca. But old Brooklyn guys. We got a service. It was a summer. All our guys were very into reading. There's a biography by Mordechai Gifter. So in that biography, it talks about and tells the guys had a minhag, they had a Kabbalah. They called it the Bris Achim. A few guys got together, and they made a commitment. Kabbalah there, a lot of them made was a certain amount of time to learn every day. Chok v'lo yav, no matter what's going on in your life, Bris Achim, we all sign together, we mechazik each other, that we're going to learn X amount of time, every single day, no matter what. And like older, these are Tells Talmidim back in Europe. Reb Chaim Stein was one of those Tells Talmidim. And even in his later years in life, he always tried to keep that Bris Achim that he made. So we made a shtick with the guys in Yeshiva to learn 5 minutes of Moser a day. Chok v'lo yavar, that's what we're going to do. We made a shtickle shtar, that open thing, all makabel. To do this. This guy in Lakewood tells me, he says, if not for that commitment I made, it's crazy, over 10 years ago, he says, I wouldn't be able to move Mussar. I committed myself to do that. I thought about that. So that's why I was able to do it. There's so much distraction. The guy's sitting Yom Rolayel and learning. But to have 5 minutes to sit and learn Mussar, it was only Shaykh to do because he made a Kabbalah with everybody else, signed it. It's pretty cool. So we have to do Musar. But not just Musar Bespailos or Musar. Musar about thinking, what can I thank Hashem for on the Yontif of Chanukah? And probably the best area as Yeshiva Bachram, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day of Chanukah. That thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest gift you could give me, not just for Chanukah, but for my whole life, is the gift to be in Yeshiva, the opportunity to be in Yeshiva, the opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever I go. And Be'ez Hashem, if we think about the wonderful opportunity that we all have to be in yeshiva, to be part of yeshiva, the chizuk we'll get from that will help propel us to Be'ez Hashem accomplish more and more. Thank you very much.